Stuff like that doesn't normally happen. When I hang up, I'm probably going to be in shock for a minute.
Listen for the hope of Jesus with Christmas Encouragement on KVNE.
Hello?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Lacey with KVNE. You nominated your best friend and coworker, Karen, for Christmas Encouragement this year, right?
Yes. Karen is a person that she's like the most amazing person I've ever met. She's pure. She's always giving. She's always doing things for everybody else, and she never asks for anything in return. She will literally give you the shirt off her back, but she never asks for anything. And I mean, she's, I don't even want to cry, but she's amazing.
Yeah. So what do you say we give her a call?
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hey, Karen, this is Lacey Cavanis. I have your friend Rebecca on the line. She nominated you for Christmas Encouragement this year.
Oh, wow.
Because, Karen, you're an amazing person. I don't think you realize how much you are to our family. You are the person that my kids go to that I can always count on. I don't think you know how much we love you and how much we appreciate you being in our life.
That's sweet. Same. Y'all are the exact same.
Now, Karen, you were also nominated by your daughter. She's just so grateful for you, and it's a sweet testimony of you as a mom.
That is really sweet.
Y'all are going to make me cry.
She's been a true, I say ride or die. I'm her mama. She's not supposed to be that way, but she loves me, and I love her.
You're a mama. You work. Tell me a little bit about your season.
It's kind of funny. I'm happy because the season I'm in, since I surrendered to Christ, there's not much that can keep me down. As long as I don't have to go back where he found me from or where he pulled me out of, I'm good.
Yeah. We are just encouraged by you, Karen. We have these wonderful donors, and they want to be a blessing to you.
Oh, my gosh.
So we heard that you might need help with a down payment on a vehicle.
Yes, this has been a hard season. I'm always having to work on my cars, or my brother's car, or somebody's car is always messing up. I'm always having to mess with it. I travel once a week for work, so I was like, okay, God, like I'm just going to apply for this job. And I was like, if it's for me, no man can take it. If it's not, then I'll want it anyways. I think I probably have a team of angels that get me here, but you know, hey, we're here and we get back, so that's all that matters.
It's a little worn out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not hitting on all cylinders anymore.
Actually, we would love to just get you a whole reliable vehicle, not just a down payment, but we want to get you a vehicle.
No way.
Yes, way.
Y'all are going to make me cry.
Stuff like that doesn't normally happen, so I'm kind of, I don't even know what to say at this point. Other than I trust God. If there's one thing I can say I'm completely confident in, it is that he's faithful, and he shows over and over again, and that is just another way that he shows. If you set your eyes on him, he'll make a way.
Amen.
I couldn't think of a more deserving person than Karen.
Thank you. I love you, Rebecca, and I love your family. And
you already know I love you.
Wow. I'm thankful. Thank you so much.
Keep listening for more stories of hope through Christmas Encouragement on KVNE, your Christmas station.